The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Our Coachella 2024 recap episode. We have some crazy stories.
I did a fan kick. That was beautiful.
That's Taylor Swift. I was like, shut up.
You guys are going to the weekend too.
I
already arranged.
Yay!
Pretty basic.
Guys, I can't believe that Mother's Day is literally right around the corner. I have so many new mom friends in my life right now, like my sister-in-law, like Steph, as we all know, and they're all in their mom era, and I love it. It's my sister-in-law's first ever Mother's Day as a mom, and I really want to get her a bundle of her favorite things because she honestly deserves it. We all know Holden's like the cutest little baby in the world. She's just fantastic, and she deserves it. So what better place to shop than Macy's?
Also, Macy's has a Mother's Day gift guide and has the perfect gifts to make any mom feel special. They truly make it so easy. You can shop by price, $25 and under, or shop based off of gift lists like moms who have everything already or gifts that are already wrapped. They really thought of everything.
I saw that they have the Coach floral printed Cassie crossbody bag, which we all know how popular Coach has been getting. They have such cute bags. They're not only adorable, but they're also super functional. It's so cute. It's black and it has daisies on it. And you guys know I love daisies. And just thinking of the practicality a mom needs, a crossbody bag is the way to go. As being hands-free, I'm sure it'll be essential when you're chasing after the kids.
Speaking of what to get my mom's honestly really thoughtful. She got me a few jewelry pieces for my birthday recently. I uploaded a vlog and it was just so, like, I even got a lot of comments of people saying how cute it was to see my mom watching me open the presents and stuff. And it was super cute. And I kind of wanted to get her a matching bracelet. I feel like that's very meaningful for her. And I was looking at Macy's and honestly, they had so many options. My mom's not really into wine, but whether it's a mom who loves wine, working out or hosting the friend group, whatever it is, or even, you know, a strong woman in your life that you view as a motherly figure, you can shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. For the perfect Mother's Day gift.
Hey, y'all.
What is up, guys? We're back from Coachella. We're here in the studio. I'm not hungover, but I feel hungover.
Mentally, I'm so slow.
Yeah.
And I'm warning everyone. I feel as though, prime example, I am just, I'm like, okay, like I'm okay. I'm not a hungover, but I am slow. So maybe I am hungover. My feet are throbbing. I have blisters galore.
Yes.
I made the... I know it's girl math, but it's not. I was like, oh, if I just have more drinks, I won't feel my feet. And I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't until the next morning.
But then you just made drink it again. And then I got my way.
But welcome, you guys. This is our Coachella 2024 recap episode.
Annual.
The annual one. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows how long we'll be going to Coachella. But maybe this was our last one. Or maybe... we'll be in our 60s, still there.
I have to say, yeah, mentally not doing super well today. I'm like, I feel my brain working really hard and my mouth moving really slowly.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. But I don't know why, because we'd been back. We got home last night. So it's been a day since everything ended. And going into this weekend, I said this probably will be my last Coachella, at least for a while, especially based on, you know, maybe I'll be getting married this time next year.
Yeah.
We're not sure when, but maybe. So maybe I'll have to miss it. Nope. Sorry. Had such a good time. I'll be back next year.
Also,
I'll be back.
I've seen so many people's captions being like, last Coachella, I said that 2 years ago. And
yep.
I'm like, I feel like we're at that first stage of like, okay, this is probably the last one and who knows, but I did have a blast. Dare I say this was my favorite Coachella yet?
It was my favorite and I will be back next year and I wish I could go again.
No, honestly, like I am kind of debating going back for weekend 2 and I say this every year. I'm like, no, only going for week, and then there I am again.
And then here we are.
I just feel like weekend 1 is like so social. We have so many friends who go.
Yeah.
We're usually working with brands and there's just so much going on. We have so much fun that I don't get to actually enjoy the music as much as I'd like to.
Yes.
So who knows if we're going back or not, but we have some crazy stories.
Well, I mean, it was Lana Chella. Let's first off, just off the bat, obviously here at Pretty Basic, we love Lana.
We love Lana.
She is our queen. And we do have to start off like a little bit of sad news in case you guys did not know. Well, no one knows yet.
Oh.
We're really sad. Obviously, we love Lana. Obviously, Ollie loves Lana. We all know the Lana story here at Pretty Basic. We found out a couple days ago, potentially, but it has been solidified this morning that his phone corrupted
Sunday.
Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Lana was Friday night, meaning, and Ollie was at the barricade for Lana. He got so much good footage. He vlogged everything. He waited there for hours. His phone corrupted. He has no footage.
Lost everything. They had to do a full reset of his phone. Mm-hmm. Even a specialist, he was there. They were like, it's going to cost you a few $1,000s, but there's still no guarantee we can get it.
Yeah.
And we were trying to be so optimistic for him. We're like, it's okay. It's going to happen. Like, it did this weird, like, we literally like, well, what'd you do? Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. He was like, no, I literally did nothing. And the phone just turned into black. And then the Apple logo wouldn't go away. Like, yeah. It just like glitched.
Yeah.
And of course we're like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's probably in the cloud. Wasn't in the cloud.
Nope. The cloud failed us. And he has no footage and he's really, really sad.
So everyone send him a DM or a comment or something and just say Illy Ollie, because I think he would really appreciate that.
Can we call him into the podcast? Can I call him?
He may not be okay right now, honestly.
Can I call and just check in?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just call and make sure he's okay. Poor thing. Friend of the show, Ollie, is calling in, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
You're on Pretty Basic. Say hi to our listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hi.
I'm in an Uber.
Okay. Well, we were just telling. Okay. Yeah. Well, we were just telling the pod about how you lost your Lana footage.
Yeah. So sad. So sad.
I told everyone to send you some love because it's needed right now.
Yes. Well, how would you guys feel if I told you that I got you artist guests for weekend two?
Shut the fuck up.
Stop.
You're literally lying.
I'm being serious.
Stop.
I'm being serious.
Remy.
That's why I was a little bit late today.
Stop, Remy.
Shout out to my queen, Twee.
Remy!
I'll go into the full story
Shut
time
the
after.
Fuck up!
You guys are going to weekend two.
Remy,
I already
I'm
arranged.
Cry.
Juan is driving you guys. The driver's booked. No. You're going to see Lana again.
No.
Yay!
Remy, stop!
No, yeah, don't say thank you to me. Say thank you to Twee.
Remy.
I'm gonna cry.
Twee, I'm sobbing.
I know.
I fucking love you, Twee.
I'm just gonna keep drinking so my feet don't hurt.
Yeah, just rest for the next two days and then you guys are gonna go back.
You're not coming?
I can't. Oh, I'm taking Cal to Vegas for his birthday.
Remy.
But Twee's already aware. Your names are on the list. She got you guys on the list and you guys are gonna go.
What the fuck?
I know you're being reserved because you're he's in an Uber, but I know you're going to go home and scream.
I actually can't scream right now. But I
Ollie, I'm crying.
She's crying. Okay, I love you. I'll call you later. I just had to get it for the pod.
You're so crazy.
It's not me. It's Twee.
You're such a bitch.
Okay, I love you. Have fun. I'll call you later.
I text so many people.
Okay,
like...
bye. Me hang up on him. Yay!
Remy!
Okay, so story time, everybody. I was sorry if I was being weird. It was because I was holding in a secret. I was shaking. I was literally shaking.
In.
My body was shaking in my sweatshirt. So
well,
yes.
I literally just told them before you came
that
about
you
what
trying?
Happened. I was like, we're going to try to get tickets. Like, we'll drive out. Like,
yeah. Well, obviously now, I know we had initially talked, like, maybe you'll go to weekend two before even he lost the footage just for Lana. Now, obviously, you must stay for Twee, obviously.
Oh, I will be there all week.
I told her you guys will be at the front row. So, basically, we found out that Ollie lost all his footage and we're so sad. And so, I, this morning, texted our agent because we got our tickets through our agent. And basically, guys, there's, like, tiers of Coachella. There's, like, the general. There's VIP, which is a little bit more expensive. Actually, a lot more expensive. And then there's artist, which you can't even buy those. You have to buy them either, like, through an artist or an artist can, like, give people bands. And then sometimes, like, agencies or people, you know, will have the ability to buy tickets. So we got our tickets through our agency, and we had artist guests. So being an artist guest, you get, like, a separate compound. There's, like, the really nice bathrooms. But we just get it because we like to be at the front row, like, or the up against the stage.
Are you okay? I don't think I can do this whole episode right now, which I'm glad you didn't.
Sorry, I was so late. That's why I was talking to Twee. So
you're like, my gardener's here. And I was like, that's kind of an odd, like, reason.
Well, she was also there. My gardener was there. My queen chiming. Okay. And so, but I got really put behind because I was texting Twee so I reached out to our agent and my manager and I was like, hi, because I was going to buy you guys tickets. I was like, because I'm going out of town for Cal's birthday. And I was like, well, they need to get back there. So I asked if I could get tickets. And then I called Tommy because I didn't get a response in like 2 minutes. I was like, this is dire. We got to get on it. And they closed the window really soon. So yeah. I already figured we might have been too late to buy weekend two tickets. And I know you guys had to go back artist because you have to be at the barricade.
I mean, like, I have to, but
Ollie
like...
must. Well, no. Ollie needs to get the exact same footage that he had. Like, that's no questions about it. Like, he must.
Sorry, I have to text him.
Yeah, yeah. Text him now. I'll tell the story. And so I called Tommy on the way here and he was like, oh, Alicia already asked. And I was like, fuck, she's on it, but I want to surprise them. So I'm like thinking and I'm like, oh, they already probably closed the window. Like, how do I do this? And so my wonderful friend Twee, who is so insanely talented. I've talked about her a lot. I literally use her music for all my TikToks. She's so beyond talented. She's amazing. I actually met her at Erewhon in passing. Like,
she was so nice.
No, she's so nice. I met her a couple years ago when I was just walking in to go buy something and she was like, Remy. And like, we stopped and we chatted. And she didn't even tell me she was a singer. Like, I didn't know. And I also didn't know she was like a famous singer until like later on.
Sorry. I'm,
no, I know.
I literally,
like, I'm unwell.
You can't. I was like, he's probably really sad. You shouldn't call him.
I know. I know. I was like, hey. And oh, so I texted Twee, which again, she's so talented. If you guys have not checked out her music, Twee, T-H-U-Y. She is the first ever solo Vietnamese artist to ever play Coachella.
She was so good.
She is like beyond talented, so nice and so sweet.
Did you hear me hyping her up at the bar?
No, I didn't.
You must have been talking to someone. I was like, look, like you, oh my God, the outfits. Oh. Like, you could tell you put everything into this and it was so good. And, uh-huh. And she was like, that made so much coming good. From you. And I was like, no, like you're fucking doing shit. Like, it's aww. Rare. I was like, I had heard through Remy that you do music. And like, she had been mentioning, I was like, oh, I think I know this song. Da, da, da. And then, but like actually watching you, I was actually blown away. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. I just hope you know, like I was actually blown away watching you. Like, you're so fucking talented.
She's so talented. Her fashion. When I saw what she was wearing, I was like, I feel like you would wear something similar. Wow. I guess I like
hair. Oh,
yeah, love. No, you guys remind each other. Her songs, I'm sure we all know, like Girls Like Me Don't Cry. That's like one of her big ones. She told me that she will perform for Cal and I at our wedding. And I literally filmed her saying it because I was like, I'm holding you to this. I want her to sing Universe for Cal and I, and I will stop. Cause you are my universe, my everything, my sun. Okay. Anyway, so I text her. I was like, hi. You can absolutely tell me to fuck off.
That's actually such a good text to send someone.
And I understand. I'll read it to you, actually. Oh, first off, I said that we need to hang out because we always talk about double dating. And Cal, her boyfriend's like a stunning model. And we left and Cal was like, I can't believe he like talked to me. Like, he's so good looking. I was like, Cal, kicking his feet. I said, I have the most random ask. Please feel free to tell me to absolutely fuck off if I'm overstepping. Do you have any connect to be able to buy artist passes? Ollie was front for Barricade. For Lana, he's obsessed and his phone updated and wiped all the footage. He's so sad. So I wanted to see if I could buy him a band to go back weekend two to hopefully refilm. So you're absolutely zero pressure. Thank you 1,000 times for even reading this. Love you so much. She literally replies and just goes, shut the fuck up. I'll give you a band. Like, yeah, do you want to go too? I was like, I can't because I'm out of town. But Alicia, he'll need a ride. He can't drive himself. So I was like, if you have another one for Alicia, but I will be buying them. I was like, not taking them. She said, absolutely not. She's like, literally, give me their names. It's zero issues. So I told her I'll be taking her out to the next 10 dinners and we'll be double dating. It's going to be so fun. And I told her you guys will be Barricade for her, obviously.
Oh my God. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, thank you
and
so much.
You're going.
And thank you, Twee.
I know. Thank you, Twee. I already called Juan. He'll be driving you guys.
You didn't have to do that too. Tangent. It's so hard sending texts like that because it's like,
oh my God, I felt like what such
do
a nuisance.
And you're like, I don't want to be that person, but I want to be honest. And I have to say that was like so perfectly so worded because I hate when people are like, oh my God, a hey girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And hey, it's girly. Like, just what do you want? Like, tell me what you're trying to get for at sure. Versus like, dot. And I think that you worded that so good.
Also, we're like good enough friends. Like if I had only met her once and like we've gone out to dinners, like we've hung out.
Yeah.
I would never like after we met one time, like, hey girl, by the way.
also I've heard that they're really strict because you're not supposed to sell those artist bands and they're really strict with them.
Coachella, she's not selling them. She won't take money, I promise.
No, that's what I was saying. I'm like, I love that she didn't because I know my friend was telling me of a big celebrity who was caught selling theirs and they're banned from like getting them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because it's a big no-no. Like, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, I'll send this episode to her team to make sure that they're okay, but she didn't. She was so nice about it.
Oh my God,
she's
no.
not taking
oh
any money. God. I'm insisting on taking her to dinner.
Oh no, I would. I'll take her to dinner. Like, what the fuck?
But yeah,
you go on the double date. I will literally
triple date. You and Ollie can come.
Oh, perfect.
You can buy dinner for all of us.
I would love. I'd be honored.
I'm so excited. So you guys are gonna go back.
Wait,
weekend
I have
two.
To. I have to read Ollie's texts right now.
Oh, I'm so happy. It's like I'm just so happy that you guys got tickets because I wasn't even sure if we were gonna be able to get tickets in general.
He said, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Ollie, what the fuck? WRF, which means what the fuck. And I put what the fuck. He said, I cried in the Uber, also screaming.
Oh,
baby.
That was so sweet and not have to do that. Thank you so much, though.
Absolutely. Have the best time.
Oh, my God. We'll tag cooking with Remy.
Hashtag cooking or tripping with Remy.
Cruising with Remy.
Cruising with Remy. Have the best time. I can't wait to see all the content. And I agree. Like, you need to go and actually see all the artists and enjoy yourself. So you're going to have so much fun. I'm really jealous. I wish I was going too.
Oh,
but
I wish you were too.
It's okay. It's going to be, I can't wait to hear all the stories. Next episode, you have to tell me.
Oh, and then next episode, I need the Vegas stories.
Oh, yes. I'm going to Vegas with Kaylee and her fiance, Phil, and Cal for his
birthday. That'll be really fun.
We're getting shirts and fanny packs made.
Oh my God, as you fucking should.
Happy birthday, Cal. Let's go. So, happy birthday. Sorry, that was so weird of me. I was being weird. But
I didn't notice you were until now that you said it. I was like, oh, she's just low energy because I am too. No, I was now I'm not. I have adrenaline.
I was shaking. Oh okay, my God. Now let's get into the episode recap of the weekend, though.
I'm going to block that out. Pretend like just so I can focus.
What are you
going
to wear?
Oh no, I'm literally probably going to wear fucking Crocs and sweats because I don't think I can dress up.
Well, you should. Honestly, you should.
I need to be so fucking comfortable. Like okay. I think I might be that person wearing flip-flops because the back of my heels like can't handle shit.
Honestly, you can borrow my Crocs / also I have Croc flip-flops now. They're like walking on a cloud.
Oh my God.
They're amazing.
I'm like, so can't wait to make Coachella's ugliest fashion list.
I bet you won't though. Like Pete, like this year, I guess we could start with a fashion conversation. Oh, yeah, our looks that we pulled out.
Well, we told everyone like ahead of time what our looks were going to be, which it was so fun because when we did post things, people were like, oh my God,
yeah,
this is better than I pictured for the PB episode. And I loved your looks.
I loved everything.
It was just fun and different. And this year was so chill. And I think in the past, it feels like we have to get our content, we have to do this and whatever. And I just felt like we honestly had, which is why we said it was one of our favorite years, was like, it was just so fun. Like we had genuine fun. And I was just upset. Like I loved everything. And
it was
such
so
a good
fun.
Group and good vibes. And yeah, you didn't match Sabrina Carpenter though.
I wanted to. Yeah. Okay. Wait. So Friday we get to the festival. We're there to see, I think the first person we saw was Sabrina, which I was really excited about. She's amazing. She's so talented.
Oh, I saw Chapel Run for a little bit.
Yes, yes.
So good.
I was waiting for Sabrina to come out because I wore this dress, and I told you guys about this, but I wore this dress that literally I bought it because I saw her looks when she was on tour, her own personal tour and the Eras tour. And I was like, I love that. I would so wear that. Like, I feel like she and I have very similar style and energy.
The platform shoes.
The platform boots, the little dresses. So I literally bought the dress. I think I even like, I would have worn it had she not been there, but it kind of worked out perfectly. And so I didn't even know she wore the exact like light blue, like the exact dress on tour. And so I was really hoping she'd wear it so we could match. She didn't. That's okay. But her set was amazing. She's so fun. I loved hearing the little nonsense outro that she changes up for every show. And like, I got to see the cute little behind the scenes, of like Barry being there and like him kicking his feet for her. He's obsessed. It was so good.
See, I didn't see much of her set because I was at chapel. And then by the time I came over, I just heard nonsense and then that was it.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's funny because like I already edited all my Coachella vlogs.
Oh, of course you did.
I edited them on the way home and I spent like 6 hours last night getting them all done. They're scheduled for tomorrow and the next day. We are ready to go.
Oh my God.
But I feel like watching it back, first off, I think I got much more drunk than I thought I was every day because there were so many things where I was like, I don't remember filming that. I don't remember being there.
Also just being exhausted.
That too.
Like,
I would like to actually blame it on that and not overconsumption.
Duh. That's what I say.
Duh. But they were like, I was laughing because Tommy and I were really excited for Sabrina. So we were dancing the whole time. And then all of a sudden you pop out of nowhere and you just shove your face in the camera.
Oh my God.
We got to hear nonsense. And then after that, the big act we wanted to see that night was Lana.
That was
obviously the big thing we wanted to see. And it's so funny because as we were walking into the festival, we were like, when we were sober and, you know, it was the beginning of the day, we're like, we're going to be barricade. Cut to us going to Lana and being in the open field, rolling around on the ground for Lana's whole set, literally laying on the ground, looking at the stars, Alicia straddling me, Alicia dancing with her full tit out.
I didn't know.
Full boob out.
I will say that was one of my favorite, like, everyone's been like, what was your favorite set? And I was like, well, the one that I like actually like, the only set I actually feel like I watched from beginning to very end was Bleachers because I kept being like, I can't miss them. And I knew I would see Lana, but then Ollie wanted to get super early so he could be in the front. And we had to wait 3 hours till she started. And I was just on such a good one. I was like, I love you so much. I will want another drink and I will want to like run and dance around.
And I will need food and I will need to pee.
And I will need food.
And Lana would want us to eat. And Lana would want us to pee.
She would. And we did all of those things.
Yep, we did.
We did all of those things. And so he was there. We were a little further and we were planning like, we'll meet up back with you. But then sometimes I feel bad because it sucks when you are that person who has waited hours and then someone comes like last minute with their whole group and you're like, dude, like now you're blocking my view. And I've literally sat here for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I didn't, we tried at one point to go back because we got waters for Ollie and the friends that he was with.
Oh my God, that girl was so mean to you.
She was mad at Cal because he went in front. Obviously he's tall and she was shorter and Peso Pluma was starting to play and she was like, what the, like starting to like cuss him out and shit. And I was like,
we're just giving them water.
Literally I was like, in my head, if people were fine, I feel like we could have stayed for a little bit.
Yeah.
But because that was the case, I was like, dude, like we're leaving. Like literally it's fine. Yeah. Like just chill out. Like just chill out. And
but I get it also.
But I get it.
But no need to be that rude. Just be like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like, is there any way you could go behind?
Yeah. And again, like our first priority was like to hand them water and then we were going to leave anyway. So I was just like, shh, like, it's okay. I remember being like, you're fine. So then I purposely reached so much. Because I wanted the people around to know what we were doing. Yeah. To be like, I was like, Ollie, like, here you go. Have fun. Like, whatever. And then we left.
Oh, we also didn't leave him alone. When I was at Sabrina, I met so many amazing subscribers. Shout out to everybody. We had like the best time.
So many people.
This whole weekend was so fun. And specifically, these two girls came up to me. Their names are Brianna and Ellie. And they were so sweet. And I talked to them for like half of Sabrina's set, truly. And when Ellie came up, she was like, I just need you to know this is my Lana moment. Oh, and I love when people say that because it's just so sweet. And so I talked to them for so long. Ellie works at a record label. Brianna is a teacher. She's aspiring to be a third grade teacher. We were like talking for so long and they were like, we're going to be at the front for Lana. So when we walked up, I saw them. I was like, Ollie, like I wanted everyone to meet them anyways. Yeah. And so Ollie was like, yeah, you guys go. We'll stay with them. And so he had a whole little group with them and like made new friends.
And he was literally in the very, very front.
Yeah. And he got to be there. And so, and Lana would have wanted us to twirl and do what we wanted to her set.
I did tag her in the video of my boob literally out.
Did you post it?
With it censored. Yeah. It's in a dump.
With it censored.
I almost put it on my close friends and I was like, Alicia, like, it's fine. It's funny. Like also when I post it on my close friends, I'm like, in reality, like you need to treat it like the rest of the world will see it. You know what I mean? Like I don't post shit that I'm like, I don't post nudes on there or shit. You know what I mean? Like I don't post shit that I'm like, oh, this could get me. Like, I don't know. I'm very aware that anytime you put anything on the internet, it's out there. So I was like, what's the difference? Like, I've already posted myself, like, that other video of you know, whatever. But yeah, I did post it. It was really funny. So I don't know. Part of me is like, do I want her to do that? I don't know. She looked stunning, though.
She looked incredible.
Glowing.
Her hair looked amazing.
The entrance,
the dress, like, the costumes. She sounded amazing. She looked amazing.
She's whole glowing. Set, like... Because I went to her show a few years ago and like she always has her backup dancers, but there were so many and it was on such an extra level. The literal like Jealous Girl song intro, like that's an unreleased song. Like it's, and it went big on as a remix.
Oh.
So it was like so crazy. Like it was just like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Like it was so good.
No,
and then
she
literally rode it on motorcycles for her entrance. And I was just like, fuck yeah. I feel like I heard some people be like, they weren't that excited to see her. I heard that people were like, the lineup's not that good. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's going to put on a fucking show. And she did. And I know, like, it was so good.
And what a way to open
again,
the weekend.
I'm saying all of this from a lot of the clips that I saw because, as we know, I was rolling off the grass.
Yes, we were. My favorite, as I was watching all the footage back, my favorite thing is like randomly throughout the weekend. And we captured it like 4 times, meaning you probably did it 20 times. You would just lock eyes with me and throw yourself onto me.
I did that to so many people.
And like have us spin you. But like there was one specifically where you got so much air and you jumped like 5 feet. Like you like, it was impressive, honestly.
Oh my God.
And so we kept doing that. We were rolling. We had so much rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
Not another kind of rolling, but like also to each their own. We were just simply overserved and rolling on the ground.
And Dan, one thing I love about you is that you love dancing with me. Like at a concert, I would rather be a little further back.
Mm-hmm.
So I have room to like dance and stuff.
Yep.
Versus like being in a little like mosh center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to move.
Yeah.
I need to breathe.
Yeah.
But, also, as someone with claustrophobia, like barricade and that stuff kind of gets stressful for me.
Yeah, especially with like rappers or like people, it's just like intense. Moshing. You're like, oh, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
No, it was so fun. Friday was amazing.
My outfit, I was so happy with how it turned out. Shout out to Sati.
It was so cute. It was,
I'm going to probably wear the big version if I can borrow that one because it's technically yours.
Oh, yes, of course you may. That one.
If I can borrow it. I'm like, wait. Yeah.
That's so cute. You could wear like a little red dress under, like a red tank top and some jeans and some
very
like,
comfy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, Crocs. Crocs. Weekend one versus Weekend two, the same jacket, but like I can't different.
Wait, I love it. You should do a side by side.
Funny. Oh That's my God. No makeup.
So fun. I can't wait to see all your guys' videos.
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
I know. You guys are going to have the best time. And so that was Friday. And then Saturday, we woke up and went right back at it. It's a marathon.
And again, like past years, it was so hectic getting ready, or we had a really big house with a lot of people. This time it was just like me, you, Cal, Ollie, and then our friend Jesse, who I fucking love so much.
We love him.
And I'm just so like grateful for him. And he's someone who like I never would have thought of we would have gotten close like when I first met him years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I feel like we really bonded this weekend. And yeah. I'm like, I actually consider you like a really good friend now, you know?
I texted him after. I was like, he is to me like family. Like he's one of those people like Eli, Ollie, like I have certain people in my life that just move into the family category. Yeah. And I feel like I want to protect him so much. And I love, he's so sweet. And he took the most sickening photos of us.
Oh my God.
He's just so talented, but also just like such good energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went like in a way smaller group because this year everyone like kind of did their own thing.
Also just less people went, which I was so glad about because it was so less crowded. It was so much less crowded.
It was amazing.
I loved it. Loved it.
Hey, Alicia.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
I have become a morning person.
Wow, we really never thought this day would happen. And by the time you became one, I think I stopped being one.
I've been really trying my best to just wake up a little bit earlier in the morning. I also have been working out in the morning and just getting up earlier and kind of developing some sense of a morning routine has made me a genuinely happier person.
No, I honestly see it.
And one of the things that I've incorporated into my routine is Seed DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I've used this before and I've reincorporated it into my routine. And my goodness, I am obsessed. For me, it's really helped with my digestion. I swear I can notice and I feel different when I forget to take it or I skip a day.
No, I feel like I'm very open with how much I struggle with bloating. And there's so many things I've tried that don't work. I've actually noticed a difference with this. Also, I wish I knew this sooner in life, but your gut is seriously like the central hub of various pathways through your body. People call it like your second brain because having a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, heart health, skin health, your immune system, like so, so, so much. So focusing on great health actually starts in your gut. And if you don't know what these are, they are probiotics and prebiotics that work best when used consistently, like any other health habit that you have. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/prettybasic and use code 25prettybasic to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/prettybasic, code 25prettybasic.
You guys know I'm obsessed with caraway and I'm resetting for the spring by incorporating non-toxic cookware. I recently made this delicious crispy chicken for Cal the other night using my frying pan. And I have, honestly, I have three different sets that I bought myself. I have the cream, I have the hot pink, and I have the teal blue color. And they just all look so nice in my kitchen. Seriously, I love caraway so, so much. I have their bakeware set. I use all of their fry pans, their saucepans, their pots. All of it is so good. And there's nothing more satisfying than finding a cute and cohesive cookware set. And I value that even more now considering how much I'm in the kitchen.
Yes, Miss Cooking with Remy. Rem is actually the one who sold me on getting these. I just recently got a gray set and Ashley has also been loving them so much. This year, I'm trying to order less meals via, you know, the delivery services and make more meals at home. I feel like it's just, you save money and it's way healthier. I feel like having so many collections to explore, there's a caraway for every cook, whether you are a chef like Remy or you're just a little girly like me who tends to eat out a lot. I've also seen caraway all over my Instagram and with my friends using it. It's just like a staple for any home and it comes in a very modern shades to fit any design aesthetic. And aesthetic cookware makes me want to actually cook even more.
It gives me the peace of mind that caraway products are made without any toxic materials like PFAs, PTFE, PFOA, or any other hard to pronounce chemicals. And just as a reminder, their iconic cookware set comes with a saute pan, fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan, plus lids for all of them, a canvas lid holder, and magnetic pan rack for storage. It's the ultimate kitchen setup and will save you $150 versus buying the items individually. Plus, if you visit carawayhome.com/prettybasic, you can take an additional 10% off your next purchase.
This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/prettybasic or use code prettybasic at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
But yeah, day one, honestly, was just so fun. And I loved it.
It was perfect. Saturday, I woke up so excited because it was Le Sserafim day. And
which we've talked about on the pod. Yes. Everyone wants an update. Well, the first person we actually wanted to see on Saturday was Twee.
Oh, and she was,
what time was she at? Like 5?
4:10, I think. Okay. 4:20.
So we got there probably around like 3:30. We got there a little early. And by the time we like made it all the way over to the whole other side of the stage, like she had started. And I just remember we were like twirling, like walking our way over there. And yeah, she killed it.
She's amazing. We saw Eli because I was at your Erewhon with Eli when I met her.
So
we all become friends together. And so Eli was there. We got to hear her sing. She's like, she crushed it. It was so beautiful. She was at Gobi.
Oh my God.
And like Gobi is just this gorgeous stage that has these like hanging chandeliers. So it's just like, it's a stunning view. And then after you and I went over to everyone kind of split up. Ollie and Cal went to Vampire Weekend. Jesse, Eli, and then Eli's friend Josh went over to, I think, the Do Lab, like some EDM artist. And then you and I were like, let's go to the Rose Garden and have our moment. Because we always have like a little moment there. And we just
sat there.
And my
feet were starting to hurt. So I was like, hey, like, I can't walk all the way back.
Honestly,
my feet were already hurting. And I was like, oof, like, let's just chill here. Mm-hmm. It was great.
We had so much fun.
We were there for like an hour or something. Mm-hmm. And we were mostly waiting for bleachers because they were going to be at the stage right next to it. Which was perfect because I feel like, again, that was the first set where I actually had like planned, like, I'm going to stay here so I can find, like, see them. We were front row, like literally front row. One of the craziest things happened because we met a subscriber.
Her name was X. Yes.
She said her name, like her full name, and it was stunning. And there's no way I can repronounce that. Mm-hmm. But she's like, you can just call me X. And she
was so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. She was working the festival and she was like, I just want to say I love you guys. And like, you guys are so sweet, blah, blah, blah. I took photos. And I just remembered. I took photos of us, like selfies, and I screenshot it. And I was like, I'll DM these to you. And I realized I never did. So remind me to do that after this.
Well, at first she came up to us. I thought we were going to get in trouble because she was security.
Yeah.
And she's like, excuse me. I was like, shit, we're going to get in trouble. And she was like, oh my God, I love you. Like, I'm not supposed to say anything. I love you. And I was like, oh my God, I thought we were in trouble. She's like, no. I just love you guys so much.
Oh my God.
She was so sweet.
So freaking sweet. Oh, also, up till this point, we had heard rumors from friends and friends of friends who don't even know each other and people who work in the industry and all these things saying that Taylor Swift was gonna, also online people were like, oh, Taylor Swift's gonna like, is getting paid to go, or there were speculations of that.
I heard she was gonna maybe come out with Lana.
Yeah,
and
there
then
were
she
lots
didn't.
Of,
so we're like, where is she?
Yeah, we're like, so is she coming? Is she not? Is she getting paid? Is she not? Whatever. And right around that time, as we all know, Bleachers, Jack Antonoff is good friends with her. And as we're front row for Bleachers, we hear people around us whispering and like looking, and I'm like, what? It was almost like a movie, and like the clouds separated, like the fog from the
fog
machine.
There was so much smoke, yeah.
Smoke just like perfectly separated. And I see, and I had my contacts in.
She was ready.
Thank God I did. I literally am like, that's Travis Kelce. Like, I'm like, white hat, that's Travis Kelce.
You know what vibe it gives me? Ever since dating Cal, I get stopped exponentially more times, and everyone's like, I saw Cal. That must happen to them.
Yep.
Because he's significantly taller than everyone and also just, and then her. So like I saw him too. And then you look down, you're like, oh, she's there.
Yes.
I bet that happens all the time with us.
All the time. And the way they were on stage, but in the wings, and we were on the very left side. So like not many people could see them, but we were at the perfect angle that I literally turn. I'm like, that's Taylor Swift. Like I was like, oh my God. And I knew for a fact, I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even care if she's coming out right now, but like, that's just so cool to see like them vibing and they're like cuddling and dancing and all these things. I like was a full on stalker and got videos because I was just like, I'm sorry. I just have like, this is crazy. Cause also I was like, I need to make sure. So I zoomed in to like double check. And then I was like, well, we're just gonna record too. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. And I was just like, that is insane. They seemed good, but Jack Antonoff was amazing.
So
Bleachers,
good.
Amazing. And I was nervous because we are all like this, but I didn't want to, I was like, sorry guys, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here, but like, I will be here the whole set. And I remember turning around because I was like screaming, like singing everything. And I turn around and all of you guys were having so much fun and you were like, Cal's obsessed. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like, it just made me so happy that you guys were also having fun.
Oh yeah, we had the best time.
I know, but you know, when you're like, guys, if you don't want to, like, you can leave, like, it's
for
fun.
Sure.
Like, that's how I felt. And then I turned around and I was like, yeah.
I thought it was incredible. He put on such an amazing show, the whole band, but it was so cool. I knew Cal was having a good time because there were saxophone players.
Yeah. Oh, and
I was
brass, like
he loves the saxophone.
Oh my God. Oh, it was so good.
What did he play?
starts with a baritone.
Baritone, yes. Sax.
So he loves a good saxophone.
Wait, that's
as
so
soon
funny.
As the saxes came out, I like looked and he was like.
Also, have you seen a baritone sax?
Nope.
Massive.
Really?
Yeah, it's huge. It's like the lowest sounding one.
Very
baritone.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like.
Ooh. That makes sense because he's so big too. I feel like it probably looks like a regular size saxophone.
You should look at. I feel like you'd be like, what? Like what you're picturing is just like different. You know what I mean?
I should. I think he owns one.
Or
didn't
he play the trumpet or was it clarinet?
I have no idea. But do you want to address the Cal drama on here or do we want to not talk about it?
Oh, no, I think it's interesting because like this was just, so at one point I'm like, I'm having the best time at Bleachers. Oh my God. And he's like, everyone get on someone's shoulders. And I was like, oh, I love that he says that. Cause again, never want to I never want to ruin anyone's view. So I'm not one to like be like, get on someone's shoulders and like block everyone's view. But if the band is like, yo, everyone like get on someone's fucking shoulders. I like turn and my options are Remy. And I go, can I get on your shoulders? You go, I don't think I can. And I was like, I get
it. Oh, did you ask me?
I asked you first.
Oh.
And you're like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, I get it. And then I look at Ollie. There's no way I'm getting on Ollie's shoulders. I'm so sorry. And then I see Cal and I'm like, Rem. You can totally say no. And I totally understand. Can I get on Cal's shoulders? And you go, yeah. Oh my God, duh. He's not that strong though. And I was like, no. Like, I'm sure he can.
I'm sorry,
like,
when he holds me, he shakes. So I was like, I don't know if he can, but like, if he wants to, for sure.
So I remember being like, are you okay with this? And you were like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So I was like, Cal, can I get on your shoulders? And he was like, I think he was like, and then
he looked at me and he was like, is that okay? And I was like, I don't care, but good luck.
Luckily, there was the bar there because I was like, okay, I feel
for
safer.
Stability.
Like, for the stability.
I was holding, like, I was careful too.
I remember being like,
I was spotting.
Me.
Yeah, you did
spot
say that.
Me.
Yeah.
So had a great time, was up for a few seconds. And then the next day, I'm seeing a whole bunch of comments. Like DM messages being like, oh my God, no, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, I was thinking, oh, everyone's responding to that because Taylor Swift was known to be at Bleacher's set.
Yes.
So I was assuming that's what everyone was talking about. And then I see one and it starts with like how disrespectful or something. And ooh. I was like, what? And I like open it and it says, sometimes I read direct messages and other times I don't. So like for instance, I hadn't in like a day, which is why I was like, oh, they just think it's all that. Mm-hmm. And then I opened that one. It was like, wow, that's so disrespectful. Like Remy's so much nicer than I would be. I can't, like, how dare you get on someone's fiance's shoulders? And I was like, oh my
scandal.
God. No. I felt so bad. So I was like, wait, I asked Rem like that, like, and like, I did, like, oh my God, I hoped like she like knew that. Like, yeah. Oh my God. So then I did re-clarify with you and it was so funny because you were like, bitch, what? Like,
yeah.
But then it did make me realize. I was like, wait, even though I knew you were okay with it because we had talked about it and clarified it with you afterwards. Mm-hmm. I understand why people would
for sure
would say that and think that. I did. Sure. I will say I did get. There were a few messages and one of them I distinctly remember and I loved it. It was like, oh, I love how this is a bonding moment for you and Cal's friendship because.
For sure.
And I was just like, I thought of all the people like on Pretty Basic how like for like a long time like him and I did, like it just took us a while to like.
Mesh,
you know,
yeah.
Have a, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to say be friends because like we were friends before, but like
connect, super connect.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
No, I mean, I told you because she checked in again this morning. She's like, wait, were you okay? I was like, oh my God, I was fine. I even went home that night and I was talking to Ollie and I was like, I really appreciate that they both asked me if it's okay because I mean, obviously you should, but at the same time, like it just meant a lot to me that both of you asked me like and made sure that I was cool with it. I personally don't mind. I understand and I see on TikTok a lot of girls that are like, don't leave your best friend with your boyfriend or, you know, don't leave, like, don't put them in situations. I personally trust both of you and I believe that, like, nothing would ever happen. And if anything happens, then, like, we'll deal with, you know, you deal with that. But, like, I don't feel uncomfortable with that personally.
No,
but it's different for every relationship.
It is. And so that's why I was like, whoa, I see what people are saying, but I also was like, oh my God, like it is just like so different for everyone. But
you're
I
so Raquel, you bitch.
And I was like, am I a homewrecking whore? I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, also I was in like jeans. Like
you're
I promise,
a worm
like,
with the mustache.
Oh my God, there was one that was like, girl, not your blank being all up on his neck. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I didn't like, no, like, oh no. Like, I was like, oh my God.
But I feel like it's one of those things that like, you, like they made it, like you can make it weird or you cannot make it weird. And they like, they made it like, I personally didn't think about that, but I also-
No, I didn't
I
either.
I also don't care.
And I
really
don't.
Don't
want to think about that.
Same.
But I was just like, okay, like, yeah. So that I That's why I'm glad we clarified
addressing
that.
The drama. No, I'm no, fine. Again, I appreciate you guys both asking me.
I was like, not these allegations.
Raquel.
No, literally. Like, I was like, not. Oh my God. So I was like, I'm so sorry. But yeah, I love, obviously, bitch.
Don't worry. Bitch. I get it. Don't worry. We're all good over here on the Pretty Basic front. But again, I understand I had every right to also say, no, I don't feel comfortable
totally.
With that. And that's also fine. So to each their own. But I was okay with it. So we just wanted to talk about that. After that, we went to...
After Bleachers, the next person I wanted to see was Le Sserafim.
Oh,
because yes. They were at like 10 or something. So we had a decent amount of break.
Yeah.
Again, we ran into so many of you guys. We had so many people be like, we love the new podcast. We listen to Pretty Basic.
Wait, Jungle. That's who we saw.
Oh.
We did go to Jungle.
We did.
Yes. And then we ended up leaving Jungle a little bit early because we couldn't really hear, to be honest. Like, the speakers were facing the other way. So we were like, okay, let's go back to the bar and go hang out over there. And then while we were walking over, this is when Romy really hit.
No. Here's the thing. I was always a little more drunk than you. So I never really knew what level you were at until this exact moment.
When we were walking through the giant field to go back to the lounge area. And I got this idea in my head and I was like, you know what? I feel like doing a fan kick right now. The field was clear. I did a fan kick and I was like, wait, that was beautiful. And I've never been a girl who can do a fan kick, but for some reason in my drunk state, and I didn't stretch. For some reason, when I do pull these moves out, I don't stretch. And I was like, I know I'm going to feel that tomorrow. I did a fan kick and I was like, let me just drop to the splits. So I did a little drop to the splits. And then I was like, well, I'm already here. Let me do like a little back rollover.
Oh yeah.
And I was fully performing. No one was there. And we got it on video and I was like, that was so fun. We ended up going back to the bar and then we see our fellow co-hosts of the Pretty X Unfiltered / Basically Unfiltered podcast.
Oh, to be TBD
yep.
podcast.
TBD.
Oh, also real quick when we were walking, this is the crazy story. I don't even think I ever told you, but as we were walking from outdoor to back to the VIP bar where I'm walking and you guys are a little ahead of me. That's when I got the pics of you and Cal.
Oh yeah.
And this guy comes up and is like, Alicia. And I look at him like, shut the fuck up. Do you remember when we went to San Diego for Lexi's birthday?
Yeah.
It was a small group of me, Ash, Lexi's friend Sarah, and Lexi, obviously. So it was just like a girls' trip, whatever. And Lexi's friend Sarah lives up north, right? So she flew down for the weekend and she was like, my brother actually lives down here, like would love to meet up with him at some point. So when we went out one night, he met up and he had mentioned something about Coachella and how much he loves Lana. And I was like, oh my God, do you want to know the craziest story like ever? I tell him the entire Billboard thing about Lana. And we're talking, whatever. Oh my God, like, are you so excited? Blah, blah. I was like, oh my God, I hope I see you. It's not going to happen. It was him. And he literally comes up. He's like, Alicia. And I was like, what? He also doesn't have social media. So I was just like, there the chances. And I don't even have his number. Like we had just, it was a casual meet. I was a casual like, well, hope to see you there, dude. Right. And like the way we were walking, he was walking the opposite way. And he's like, what? And I was like, ah. So we took a photo to send to them and it was out of nowhere. I was like, guys, you're never going to believe
what's
this.
His name?
Bobby. I was like, Ryan, not Bobby. Bobby. His name
Bobby.
Was Bobby. It was just a quick moment, but you didn't see it because you were in front of us.
Yeah. I was just like, I missed that.
No, I was like, what are the odds? Like, he also doesn't have social media. So it's not like he like knew what I was wearing or like we were like texting or talking. I hadn't even seen him.
It's just chance.
It was one of those, are my favorite festival moments where it's just like, whoa, what are the chances? You know?
Oh, how fun.
It was so funny. But yeah, so then we met up to go to Le Sserafim because I found out that obviously we're going there no matter what because Rem is a fan.
Yes.
But I also got really excited because when I always reference my first job before YouTube was working at the pita sandwich shop, right? But before that, I also helped my mom, Ashley and I helped my mom teach music because my mom was a music teacher for years. And once we graduated and were in like middle school and high school, we would go back to the elementary school that my mom taught at. And after school, we would teach elementary kids like drums and guitar. And it was one of interesting experience because one, I learned I'm like decent at teaching, but two, kids, wow. Like, I think that's like, I'm better with kids than like older kids because I'm just like,
how old
Alicia comes out. Elementary kids. So okay. Like you have anywhere from like first grade all the way to through middle school for them. And there was this one drummer and his name was Caleb. He has to be like watch he listens and he's like, oh my God, I'm 24. I was like, he has to be like 20 because he's like so much younger than me, right? He was literally back then like the most talented drummer and he was so young. Like it came so natural to him. He like literally, I remember being blown away and I'm like, dude, I can't teach you anything. Like you're better than me. But he was in like first grade and I'm here in high school. He's like, just natural, like natural. His dad was a musician. His dad played sax. His dad like played for a lot of like people in LA and stuff too. So it's just like in his blood, right? But I remember like I'd always teach him his paradiddles and like we taught him for years, Ashley and I. And fast forward, I saw that he plays for like Don Tolliver sometime. He'll play for like really sick people. And now he's like mostly does guitar, but he had posted like going to Coachella. So I was like, oh my God, you're going to be here.
All instruments.
Oh, he's just so talented.
That's so cool.
And I remember seeing him that he was coming to Coachella. So I was like, oh my God, are you playing? He was like, yeah, I'm playing for Le Sserafim. And I was like, shut the fuck. I was like, Remy. I was like, this is insane. And I haven't even seen him in probably 20 years, which is crazy.
That's so cute.
Oh, not 20. Oh my God. I wasn't 10. I was probably like, I will say like 12 years.
Wow.
But still at least 10 years. I haven't seen him in 10 years, but it's crazy. I didn't even have a chance to like meet him or say hi, but, I did get a story and I was like, I'm proud of you, Caleb. I was like, taught him anything.
He was crushing.
So I would even love to go back just to see like, I mean, they're on a different day.
They're on Saturday.
Yeah, they are on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be there Saturday anyways.
You're right.
You're going to be there the whole weekend.
So I'd love to see him.
I was so happy that like, because I was so excited to go, but I didn't want to be the only one who wanted to go.
Mia
so I
Bleachers.
Loved that you had a reason to go. Mariah, her friends were the backup
dancers.
She had
like four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, I was like, oh, perfect. We'll all go as a group. And we just had so much fun. I will say, my problem with going to festivals where I love the group so much or the performer so much. I usually know the choreography or I usually like, a little bit. And then when I get a little drunk, instead of like watching,
I know
I must simply perform for everyone that's there.
Rem, me for Lana.
Yes, exactly.
That was you at Le Sserafim.
I'm like, well, you know, if they're not fans, I need to perform for them.
No. And my favorite thing is I have a video of you literally having your back to them the whole time. And
I don't know
like,
why I do this.
No, I do it too. It's like in the moment, that's all you want to do. You're like, I got to dance.
You just wanna
I got to perform. Like, I got to like.
You got to get it out of your system.
But then you're like, damn it. I didn't really watch.
No, it ended. We left and I said to Ollie, how was it? And he said, girl, you could have gone home and done the dances with your eyes closed, listening to Spotify, and you would have had the same experience.
No, literally, you would have. Your back was to them the whole time, and you were just like dancing. I remember I jumped on you again.
Yep, you did.
Oh my God, I think I also jumped on. Here's what I would do. I'd be like, I'm jumping, and then like no warning, and would just go and jump on someone. And I did it to Ollie once, and we fell the fuck over. I was hoping someone got that on camera or something. And then the next day, I remember joking to him, being like, I'm gonna jump. He was like, don't do it. He was like, don't you dare do it. And I was like, no, I won't.
I'm so curious what his equilibrium is like, because
fell.
It's crazy that he's even standing most of the time.
We fell.
I loved it. We had so much fun. I danced. I will say, like, a little internet drama is there is like a narrative that goes around that Le Sserafim are not good singers live.
Which I hadn't really, I mean, I've never seen them live, but also like you had played some of their stuff for me.
Well, they sound great on Spotify, but like when they do live shows, there's like a big, the netizens love to say that they're not good singers.
Uh-huh.
And like, yeah, sometimes they don't sound great.
There was one clip I think you got or I got where I was like,
not the best, but not like, the best note, but like they're doing so much choreography.
Oh my God. At least they're actually like, they could have just lip sang if they wanted to.
Well, I was actually, okay. So they in Korea, when they're doing like the shows and they, so like if you, there's like a, in Korea, they'll do like a, it's almost like a, I don't exactly know what to call it, but they like, when they all have promos at the same time, like they basically do like a show where they all perform, all the different groups will come and perform their single at the time. And it's like a contest to see who's going to win.
Oh, wow.
And so if they win, then they do like a live encore at the end.
Oh.
And then they're not doing the choreography. They're just standing there singing and they're like, you know, bowing to everybody that's walking up stage. They're getting flowers. They get gifts. And so when Le Sserafim has won, they sing live and sometimes they don't sound like they do on the track. And so then that's when people like to rip them apart. So people were like really looking to see if they sounded good. I thought they sounded amazing while we were there. Granted,
my eyes were closed and my ears were closed and I was dancing. So like, I didn't notice anything.
No, I didn't notice anything either. But then there was a few clips where I was like, oh, I get it. But again, here's the thing. It's like, I was like, oh no, like that was off. Definitely. However, again, they could have been lip singing. And I feel like in a world that's so perfect and auto-tuned and everything, like I actually prefer when I hear singers make mistakes, because it's agreed. Real, you know?
Agreed. I will say though, I thought because people were like, oh, well, maybe they'll lip sing at Coachella. I think I've heard a rumor that you're not allowed to lip sing at Coachella.
I think
like they don't let
you. Maybe I heard that from you. I've heard that too. Yeah. I think I might've heard that from you.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I think I've heard that regardless. I don't think they did. I thought they sounded great there. People are pulling some clips saying they didn't sound great. I had a wonderful time regardless, and I thought they were amazing.
We didn't say we didn't have a good time.
Yeah. Whoa.
We went to Neon Carnival after that.
Yes.
That was so much fun.
Yes.
That
Neon Carnival is like the big after party on Saturday night. It's like the after party to go to. And Zayn so graciously invited us into his guest bus.
No, the whole time I would lean over to Mariah and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here with guests.
That was honestly so fun. We got there. Anderson Paak was DJing.
I didn't see one DJ Honeybee. I'm so sad.
I lost you when we got there and I kept trying to find you.
Probably at the bar.
But no, what was so funny is I was like texting you and you were like, where are you? And I was like, Patron Bar.
Yeah.
But little did I realize, like after I did a round, every bar there was Patron. There were like 12 Patron bars.
I literally look up and I'm like, Patron Bar. And then I turn, I go, another Patron Bar. And I go, I look around, they're everywhere. It's obviously so Patron sponsoring. So like every like 20 feet, there was another Patron Bar. And I was like, oh my God. And then, oh my God, this was so embarrassing. We like go up and I like go to pay for the round of the people that I was with. And it was an open bar. And they're like, hun, like it's open. You don't need to pay. And I was like, oh, like, yeah, I knew that. Like, I so knew that. But they're like, wow, I really appreciate that. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But I didn't see any DJ. We were just on a good one when we got there. We, Liquid IV invited us. So like, we like went to their tent. They had like these slushies that were awesome.
Slushies were so good.
Oh my God. They were so good.
Any company that does a rocket pop flavor or like, you know, the popsicles that are red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like cherry.
What is it? Lime maybe?
Oh my God. Yeah. Maybe like a lemon lime. Lemon lime. And then like a blue raspberry. Oh, so they came out with the Liquid IV rocket pop flavor. Insane.
No, oh my God. So that was so much fun. I honestly had a blast. And then we didn't see Murph there, which I was sad about, but also I remember looking at you being like, I'm ready to go. I was like, I could keep going, but I want my bed. Mm-hmm. I want my bed. And I want to go back to our house where I have Dino Nugs waiting. I have Hot Pockets waiting. I have mini corn dogs waiting.
Ramen. I was thinking about the ramen because all I wanted on Friday night was ramen when we got home, but I didn't bring any. And now whenever I travel, I'm going to bring a packet of ramen for myself.
I ate so much. That was my favorite, like out of everything.
The ramen?
Oh, and the pizza rolls. The ramen. I was like, wow, this actually, like I never would think of ramen being a hungover type vibe or food. I'd heard people say that they love ramen when they are.
Yeah.
And I just never tried it. And it's something about the broth and the noodle. Oh my God, so good.
No.
And the egg that you did. Ugh.
It was amazing. And all I wanted when we got home was ramen. So we ran into a bunch of friends at the festival, one of which had separated from their group.
Oh,
and
yes.
They were absolutely obliterated, mm-hmm. gone, mm-hmm. not speaking English.
This is actually a hilarious story.
This is insane.
Like, please listen.
And like, this is our party friend. Like, this is our friend that is always just like, bus, club, another bus, and another club, another shot.
Times like when I hear stories like this, I'm like, I'm so sorry to the PB listeners. I will never be that type of person because I just don't act that. I don't.
I feel like we were, but like years ago.
But not to this extent. Right?
I've had a few nights like this, but
maybe
this is
you more.
So funny.
This is the most insane Coachella story I've ever.
Never again will I have a night like this, but it was so fucking funny. At one point, I was talking to them at the after party, and like progressively as the night went on, they started to like not make sense anymore. Because when we got there, it was fine. Like we were like having a wonderful time. And then maybe like an hour in, I was talking to them and I was like, oh, they're not speaking English right now. Like this.
I wish I was there.
This isn't making sense.
I wish I was there.
Yeah. And so then I went up to the bar to get a drink because I was holding a drink and then Zayn poured a shot in it. And
of tequila, right?
Of tequila. And I was like, what was that? And he was like, it's tequila. And I was like, because I was drinking a vodka. And I was like, I can't mix them. I'm sorry. I'll get really sick. So he's like, shit, I'm sorry. So we went back to the bar and he got me a new drink. And then while I was there waiting, And I did give the bartender money. I didn't know.
And I bet they took it.
I knew it was free. All right. I didn't know it was free, but I also just like, thank you for remaking
it. Tipping is nice.
Yes. I tipped him. And so I'm just standing there. And then all of a sudden I feel a tap on my shoulder and I turn around. We'll call our friend Billy.
Okay.
And Billy. So I'm at the bar and then my friend or Ollie taps me and he goes, hey, Billy's going on about how they can't find their group and they're really upset. And I was like, oh my God, are they okay? And Ollie's like, yeah, is it okay if they just like stay over at our house tonight? Like
I did not know this.
Yeah,
he was like,
can't find their friends. He was like, yeah, they're really upset. And I was like, oh my God, of course they can, you know, we have an extra bed.
Yeah.
We'll share couch, whatever. And so Ollie's like, okay, cool. And then I get my drink. 20 seconds, truly. I'm like mixing my liquid IV in there. I turn around. Billy's gone. I was like, where'd Billy go? They're like, I don't know. Never saw him again. Nope. Gone for the night.
But this is also somewhat normal-ish behavior because like they're a friend, but like they're with their own friend. Like
no, that friend group, I've gone out.
They're crazy.
We'll be in a full conversation. I'll lean down to pick something up. I look up. They've left the bar. They're walking across the street, like a mile away. Like I see them leaving. I'm like, well, goodbye.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that group is that those types of friends. So that this part wasn't like unheard of, you know, we're like, okay, like they'll find them. Like, it's fine. Like they're okay. They're fine.
Yes. And so, you know, everything was fine. Everything was good. I wasn't worried. This happens a lot.
I wanted to reiterate. I was like, no, like we weren't worried. Cause that's so normal.
Yes. I did text and I was like, hi, everything making sure you're good. Didn't hear back. But like, again, this happens every time we go out. Anyways, moving on, we went home, we had our ramen, we had all of our things. We see Billy the next morning, and honestly, Billy looks amazing. Billy had...
Oh, no. Billy was glowing. The thing about Billy is, like, can't have a crazy night, we'll wake up so early and look so put together.
Also, Billy will be back at brunch the next day.
Having a mimosa. And I'm like, why do you look better than me? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how and why do you look better than me?
Billy is on another level. And so we're like, oh my God, Billy... Where'd you go? I was like, you were not speaking English last night. And they were like, oh my God, what are you talking about? I was like, at one point, it clicked for me. I was like, I don't know what's happening. And so Billy goes, oh, yeah, I don't know what happened, but I had blacked out. And when I came to, I was at a casino. We were like, wait, what? And Billy's like, yeah, I came to out of my blackout. With the security guard at the casino saying, I'm so sorry, sir, you can't sleep here.
Also, we're like, casino? What fucking casino?
I'm sorry, we're in the field in India. Like, we're in the fields, unsure.
I was like Morongo?
Morongo, there is one in Palm Springs. Like, that's still pretty far.
But they were staying in Palm Springs, so that makes so much more sense.
Still unsure how they got there.
From my POV, he was like, oh yeah, I woke up at a casita or something like that. And I was like, so you went home with someone or something, like whatever, like awesome, love it.
Yeah.
And then I hear, I'm like, oh, casino? Like casino, like gamble?
At the slot machine.
No, imagine, Remy, waking up at a casino. At a casino to security, be like, sorry, dude, you gotta go.
Honestly, I'm so, like, if that were me, I told him, I was like, you should check your bank statements because like knowing me I would have like
you'd be like I won $100,000 imagine
like truly
like waking up in Vegas
no oh it's truly like that I would have maxed out my bank withdrawal for the day
literally. And that's why they have that withdrawal
and they're protecting me and so I guess the security guard was like I'm so sorry you can't sleep here and so Billy looks at their phone and it's dead and Billy goes could you possibly call me a cab? And so the security guard calls him a cab. Luckily, Billy had a charging cord in his bag. So he pulls it out and the security guard's like, I mean, you know how those slot machines have like USB ports. So he's like, I mean, you can plug it in. So he's just sitting there waiting for his phone machine. To charge, for his phone to turn back
I'm
on.
Dead.
And then they get back to their house, but they don't have the gate code. Their phone was still dead. They get in the taxi, obviously, and they get back to their house and the phone is dead still. And so they don't know the code to get into their house. But luckily, they had learned from some of their friends previous years to memorize the address of the Airbnb because they've had their friend group is nuts. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in a second. And so luckily, Billy had memorized the address.
The fact that
so
he's listening to this
Billy,
right now.
Billy was able. I did tell Billy we were going to talk about this. Billy was able to get home, but Billy didn't know the code. The gate code. So Billy pulls a trash can around to his car and jumps on the trash can, jumps over the gate, goes to bed for probably what, an hour, maybe two.
Yeah.
And then shows up sprightly and ready to take on the day.
Insane. Oh my God, it was so freaking funny.
No, I've like never laughed that hard at either Billy or Billy's friend. Like, we have another story we'll get into. I have never laughed.
I was crying.
Hard. I was convulsing.
Also, it's just like, it's like when you, us knowing him and his personality, it makes it so much funnier because he's so put together all the time. So he's like, oh yeah, and then I woke up at a casino. I was like, what? A fucking casino?
No, they can say it like this. So would anyone like to explain to me why I woke up at a casino this morning? Yeah,
it appears I woke up at a casino to a security guard. And I'm like, wait, what? And I'm sorry, I've been with you for an hour and you're just now telling me this? Like, I'm so sorry. No,
literally, like, we've been together and then I'm like, so how was your night? Like, I didn't see, well, would anyone like to tell me how I ended up at a casino?
You guys know when it comes to nails, I used to play it so safe when I would get my nails done. If you're a real one, then you remember I only would get my nails white and white only. And we have grown since then. I think I went 5 or 6 solid years with only getting white on my nails. But in recent years, I've been coming more and more adventurous, and Impress No Glue Manis. Honestly, they have so many options for me to try anything from super neutral designs to also really fun and funky designs. And let's be real, you guys know me. I will change my nails when it comes to different like photo shoots or different things, or just basically matching my nails to my outfit or occasion or event or whatever thing I'm going to. And it makes it so much easier when I can just use Impress No Glue Manis, because it's just, you pop them on, they last for a long time, or you can just use them for a one-time event, take it off, and it doesn't ruin your nail, and they're so durable and they last.
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned Impress, because I'm actually wearing Impress press-on falsies right now. I'm wearing the voluminous ones. Those are my personal fave. Since it doesn't require any glue, there's no mess, and I can just pop them on with one step. It just completely upgrades my look. And typically with false lashes, it can damage your natural lashes. And honestly, I don't have any of that happening when I wear them.
I swear, growing up there, it's crazy how technology has changed the beauty industry. Like, I swear, growing up, there were no options like different cute falsies or press-ons that actually would last and not pop off in 2 seconds. But now with the Impress No Glue Mani and the press-on falsies, we now have so many options without damaging our nails and lashes.
No, seriously, the Impress press-on falsies have a unique underlash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. Visit ImpressBeauty.com/basic and use code BASIC at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
I mean, we all love Julianne Moore. She's so, 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 so iconic. She's been in so many iconic roles and also just like seems like the nicest woman in the world. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away. Watch Mary and George only on Starz and the Starz app.
You guys know how much I love fashion and experimenting with different trends and styles. Whether you like what I put together or not, I've been really into filming like TikToks and videos and all that kind of stuff. I have been so obsessed with Revolve lately, especially when I'm planning outfits for an upcoming trip.
You guys know how I mentioned a few weeks ago my obsession with Marianna Hewitt, friend of the show. We love her. She recently was appointed as creative director for La Academy and released her collection with Revolve. And as we all know, I bought so many of the pieces and I've been wearing them on the show all the time because they just make it so easy. There were a few midi dresses that really caught my eye, like the Vespera midi dress in black. It gives off the perfect quiet luxury look for spring. I also saw this super cute olive green skirt with pockets. It's so versatile. I could wear it with a cute white top, or the green skirt with like little black booty heels, or dress it down with, you know, just a tank top, whatever it is. They're amazing. Also, I wore that set where I kept saying I looked like the mother of the bride on the pod, and everybody was like, Remy looks so good. It was from Marianna's collection.
No, seriously, when I think of quiet luxury, I think of her. Revolve has so many trendy brands that honestly I've never even heard of. So I love finding and discovering new brands on there. Like, I remember when I first discovered Helsa. Oh my God. It's like, I loved finding new things on there.
From last minute getaways to party dressing and seasonal upgrades, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and easy returns, all on them. So go to revolve.com/prettybasic today to shop our top picks for the season. We've put together a super curated selection for you guys that you will love. Don't forget to check out their latest arrivals while you're there. They have new arrivals daily, so there's always something new to shop.
That's REVOLVE.com/PRETTYBASIC.
And so that's Billy. Keep in mind, like in Billy's friend group, let's call the other friend Jason.
Jason.
Billy's friend Jason also had a night.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason, I guess, is known for losing their phone. Jason is the reason why Billy remembered to memorize the address, because in previous years, Jason didn't know the address. Jason couldn't get home. And we see this girl as we're walking in on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Really slow, because by this time my blisters, I was like, Remy, mm-hmm. for the first time ever, you're going to be walking faster than me, little mm-hmm. legs, because normally I'm like so far in front.
I was walking faster.
I was like, I'll meet you guys. I literally was like, I'm coming. I was going to wear boots that day. And I absolutely couldn't wear them, even as long as it took to take the photos that Jesse took. I took them off right away. I was like, I can't wear these.
I like know your feet hurt, but you honestly like didn't make it a big deal. Like you really kept up with everything.
Thank you. I just remember being like, oh, don't feel them anymore.
Numb. Yeah, and so we're walking
in. Do you
want
to see my blister?
Yeah.
Look how big that is.
Oh, I want to pop it.
No.
You don't want to pop it?
No, because it's like, that's how your body like protects it.
Oh.
Know? It's like a natural band-aid. That's why you don't pop your blisters.
Oh.
Like that's protecting it.
Hmm.
Science.
I pop mine. We're walking into the VIP bar area. Cause one thing you will know about us, we will be at the bar. And so we're walking in and this girl comes up. I believe her name was Paola. And so she comes up and she's like, oh my gosh. Hi guys. Like, so nice to meet you. Love the podcast. We're like having a wonderful time and we're taking photos and everything. And then as we're about to leave, she goes, by the way, your friend Jason is staying with you. A man named Jason is staying with you. And he was trying to find you guys yesterday, but he lost his phone. And so he messaged you guys off my phone. And I literally did not know who Jason was. I was like, Jason? I start freaking out because I'm like, why is there a man going around Coachella saying that he's staying with us and that we're friends? I was so confused. I was like, who is Jason? I was so hungover, please know. And Alicia's like, Jason, just looking at me, just screaming his name over and over, Jason. I was like, after her screaming it four times, I was like, oh, Jason. Jason wasn't staying with us. So that's the thing that threw me off. I was like, oh my God, Jason. And so she's like, yeah, he lost his phone. And He had come up to me and asked if he could borrow my phone to DM you guys. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I missed that. So sorry. And she laughs, she walks away. And so we're just like, oh my God, what is going on? So we meet up with Billy, and Billy comes up and we're like, oh my God, I guess Jason was like telling people that he was staying with us and that he needed to message us. And Billy goes, oh my God. If you looked at Billy's DM requests from the night before, there are 20, I'm not exaggerating, 20 messages from 20 different people, strangers that Jason had gone up to and explained that he had gotten his phone stolen and needed to message you, me, Billy, everybody else in Billy's
friend
group.
Anyone he could think of. I wish I saw one because I feel like I would have seen it. I did not see it.
I didn't know. I wasn't looking.
Oh,
I wasn't on my phone, really. And so, we looked through and there's like from so many people, so many DMs, like, hey, Remy, it's Jason. I got my, but also like he was drunk. So like it wasn't fully coherent.
No.
And so
it'd be like, hi, Rima, need to talk. Are you free? Like, pick me up. And then it's from a random person's account. Like, I'm sorry, Remy's not going to answer that DM. She's not opening that DM. It's like, pick me up at this address.
Hi, Rema. And so we didn't know about this. And when we're talking about it with Billy now, Billy.
The poor girl. I know you already said this, but she was like, oh my God, yeah, your friend who's staying with you. And Rem and I, the look on our face was probably like,
what? Oh, so sorry. I forgot to mention, I have arranged for Canon to send you a V10. It will be arriving tomorrow for the weekend.
Stop, Remy!
I just got confirmation they are sending it. So don't you worry. You got a new vlog camera for the weekend.
I purposely tagged them. I'm in the photo dump of all of us with our cameras because I was like, at least they'll know. I really loved it. Also, the clips you sent, the audio sounded great.
I know. I was showing Cal all the clips and he was like, oh my God, this is a great camera. Yes. So don't worry. You're set for this weekend.
I forgot about that.
Okay. Like, I took a screenshot because it's so funny.
Also, to interject, this gets even funnier because
because one of the one of our mutual friends works in the entertainment industry, is like a manager, and had had some of their clients performing at Coachella. Also, the last like photo that this friend posted on their story, the one who works in the music industry, is literally them with one of the biggest rappers in the world. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, one of the biggest rappers. And on this photo, there's a comment.
Okay, so let's just say the person that posted the photo, sorry, I keep giving them fake names, but just in case they don't want, let's say his name is Bob, the person that took the photo with the rapper. Billy, Bob, and Jason.
Yeah.
Also, let me just reiterate again, Jason went up to a stranger and said, hi, can I please use your phone? I need to message my friends because I can't get hold of them. So Jason writes on Bob's post.
Of him with the rapper.
Bib, this is Jason in my Uber. Please tell me the address. And if you go to this fucking account, this sweet stranger that let him borrow his phone, I need to read you. Their Instagram bio is one, God, two, wife and kids, three, serving church and community, four, career. I mean, there's like little cute emojis. So like, imagine Jason just goes up to this man and is like, can I please use your phone?
And of course, this lovely Christian man is Jason. Like, sure, go ahead. Like, call your friend.
No, he's so sweet.
I hope that story made sense, but it was literally, like, I was crying tears. No, I was like, this is so funny.
I've never like shaken that heart. And granted, I'm sure it's funnier for us because like we know them, but I'm so sorry. It was just so like, this friend group is nuts.
No, but like, nuts. It's just crazy how that's normal for them. And then again, like, imagine, like, I said this, I was like, it felt like one of those spam comments you get on photos that are like from random accounts. Like, it's literally like, send address, pick up ASAP. Like, it's just like, I would never actually, even if he said his proper name, so like I knew who it was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No. When the girl was telling me Jason, I was like, Jason.
Wait, you know what they should do? And if anyone, they should have a safe word. So if like it's like safe word is, you know, disco ball or something, like then they would know like, oh, this is actually him, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe he just won't get so, maybe he'll bring a phone, portable charger, which all of this has happened, right? So Sunday comes around and I see Billy again. It's a lovely, maybe 6 o'clock. The sun is still out.
Oh no.
And he goes, oh, my phone charger's not working. It's going to die soon. And I was like, your phone is already going to die and it's 6 p.m. He was like, yeah, I'll figure.
The slot machine doesn't literally have that much juice.
It was like, I'll figure it out. And I was like, no. Like, I was like, I hate that I'm doing this, but obviously I'm going to do this. I was like, I have had this massive brand new portable charger in my backpack all week and I haven't had to use it once. So please take this. I was like, please take it. He's like, no, I couldn't. I was like, trust me, you need it way more than I do.
You know what I'm thinking? Billy had told me in the morning that they needed a phone cord. So I brought them a cord.
That was probably your cord.
No, but like, what was he going to do with just the cord?
Who knows?
He was like, I need a cord. Could you bring it? What are you going to plug it into, Billy? Now that I'm wondering, because then he gave me the cord back. He was like, Alicia gave me a charger.
Oh, no, literally.
But like, maybe he was going to go to like one of those charging towers or something.
Probably. I mean, that's better than nothing, I guess. But yes. It was just so funny because I was like, the sun is still out.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's okay. I'll figure it out. I'm like, no, you have like another 12 hours to go. Like, yep. Please.
Also, Jason
doesn't
have a phone. You gotta like, you have one for both of you.
Yeah. So yes. It's just really funny. But I mean, that was just comical.
And speaking of lost technology, you did lose your vlog camera. Which you did lose it the first night, but I grabbed it for you.
You did.
I did grab it. And
all weekend,
unfortunately, then it really did get lost.
Well, all my own doing, because I would look at someone and I'd say, I'm going to jump on them. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then
on them
to make it a little better, I'd like put all my shit down, but I'd just throw it on the ground. So I'd like throw my bag, I'd throw this, I'd throw my phone, I'd throw everything. Then I'd run and jump on them. And then I'd come back, grab all my shit and go. And I believe the last time I did that, maybe it's when Ollie and I fell. Not sure.
Blame it on
Ollie.
I'm
pretty damn sure I just didn't pick up my vlog camera. Cause I remember walking at one point and I was like, I lost my vlog camera. Like yeah. I knew, I was like, damn it. We had seen Bryn.
Shout out Bryn.
Loved.
We never told them. After we did the episode of me messaging Bryn's boyfriend, not knowing obviously they were in a relationship because it was on the DL until
they weren't hard launched yet.
Until 2 days later after I messaged him for Alicia that they hard launched. We did the podcast episode and Mario and Bryn put us in a group chat and we're like, oh my God.
It was so funny.
They were so nice about it and I profusely apologized. I was like, I'm so sorry, Bryn. please don't kill me. I didn't know. And she's been so cool. And no, so we saw her a few times there. And she's so sweet.
Come on the, they both should come on the pod. That'd be funny.
I would love that. I love it. She's so sweet.
She was so sweet.
She's so, so nice. And so we saw her a few times.
So Bryn, if you happen to find a random camera next to you, that is mine. Please send it to me.
Bryn's still on the field, just sitting there right
now. Part of me is like, maybe she found it. No, but she would have
Told you and known. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know where you lost it.
No, it's on the, it was, no one stole it. Well, someone probably took it afterwards, but I definitely put it on the grass. And I, this is what I told Ollie. And I was like, here's the thing. Not that we messed up, but moving forward, we should have backed up all of our shit each night. Like after day one, I should have imported all of my footage.
Yeah, I agree with
after
that.
After day two, I should have had a camera strap on, which everyone told me to, but I was like, no, it's fine. And because I had that little tripod thing, I just kept putting it through my fingers. Mm-hmm. So like, but I didn't lose my phone. I had my Keystify utility thing and that saved me. I definitely didn't lose my phone because of that. Literally so good, but I should have had one for my vlog camera too. And I didn't, it's totally fine, but that was my bad. So my Coachella vlog is probably not going to suck now because I'll just put it to week and two in it too.
Not going to suck now. Also, I sent you some good footage.
You did. Thank you so much. You sent me some footage for me to put in and I'm really excited
for that. Of course. I just have to give a shout out to Romy. She's an incredible vlogger.
No, Rem.
Like, I had like 2 hours of vlog footage.
Really? Wait, so that's all extra? Or that are you was using
like,
that footage?
I used some of it, but like a lot. I gave you all the clips that were just like me vlogging you a lot of the time.
Thank you.
So, I mean, sorry if people are going to see it twice, but.
No, I just know YouTube sometimes will flag if it's like, Remy already uploaded this.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because one time I shared footage with Ollie for the Lana stuff. Yeah. And it was like, you can't upload this because it's copyright because they knew that it's a crazy
system.
Can
I tell YouTube on the back end that it's okay
beforehand?
Okay, I'll tell them beforehand.
But yeah, I was really... sad, but also my own doing. So I couldn't have been that sad. I was just more sad for the footage. Like, honestly, I was like, I can buy another camera that's replaceable. But I was just like,
no, Canon sending you one for weekend two. Don't worry. Shout out to Canon.
Shout out, Canon. We love you. But I more so was just like, the footage. So it'll be a little shorter, but it'll be fine because Rem sent me some footage. And honestly, maybe it'll be funnier now too. I'll be like, and at this point.
The camera, you can
it's
tell.
Yeah.
You got stories.
Luckily, it wasn't my big camera, so I still have us like getting ready, and then a few other things, and then I did vlog on my phone after I realized I lost my camera. But I lost it. What sucks is I lost it Saturday, and so I had two days worth of footage. I kind of wish I just lost it Friday, and then that way I still had days I was vlogging on my phone because I really didn't vlog on my phone. But it's okay. Again, last year I lost my phone. This year I lost my camera.
It's crazy.
Also, people actually like. Steal your shit. Like they, like, I know so many people who got their phones stolen, like out of backpacks, not even just from, like, at least mine was my own doing. You know what I mean? Like I was like, I left it somewhere. Like that's my fault.
It feels violating for sure when you get shit stolen, like out of your bag.
Oh my God.
I, at one point, like as soon as it would start to get dark, I would take my backpack and wear it on the front like a kangaroo. And we met some really cool influencer, like people that I think are really cool. And I walk up and they're like, hi guys. And I'm literally wearing my backpack as a fucking pouch.
Which I remember you made a comment and I was like, no, that's so smart. Like, you should.
Yeah, but like still so embarrassing.
No.
But I mean, I didn't get anything stolen. So that's
cool
good.
Cool girls don't get shit stolen.
Cool girls?
Not me.
You're so right. You didn't get it stolen. You left it.
You're right. You're so right.
You're donating it to the field.
You're so right.
The silence.
Silence.
Last day, we were super stoked. We got there a little bit later. We walked and we met so many amazing subscribers. Shout out to Lily and her mom, Sherry. She was so funny. She was like, you guys, like she was a huge fan of our videos before.
Lily.
Lily was so sweet. And then we met this guy named Vito, who was so stunning, so sweet. And the night before when we were walking over to La Seraphim, No Doubt was playing. So we were kind of like staying there for a little while, like watching. And Romy was out.
She said, hey guys, want to see something?
Want to see something cool. And I made sure there was enough room in a big circle so I could do my fan kick splits roll again. But unfortunately, as I was back rolling, a girl had cut through our circle. Like I made sure like there was literally like a dance circle, like space. And then a girl had cut through. And so I accidentally rolled into her when I was rolling. I was like, I'm sorry.
I love in the clip, you see you get up so quick. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, literally.
It was so funny.
But also I was like confused because I was like, what just happened? I was like, I'm sorry. But she walked away. She was totally fine. But when Vito came up to us, he was like, I saw you with Zane. Zane was filming you. He was like, you're having the time of your life. I couldn't interrupt then. So I had to come find you a different time. I
pictured you like literally fan kick split. You did it like five times too. Cause you kept being like, I can do it better. You do like fan kick split backward roll. Like literally I was like, what is happening right now? Like I was like, and in that moment, that's when I knew Romy's here. And I'm so sad I didn't realize it until that moment.
That's okay. All the comments were really funny on my TikTok.
Also, I still can't believe you have to manually accept all of your TikTok comments.
I know. My TikTok's been broken. I've been literally fighting TikTok for months and they will not help me out. So I have to go and
I feel like platforms manually. That are so big like that, they just don't know and don't know who to send you help to or anything like that, which like it's fine. But that's just so annoying when you have to approve like 400 comments. Or something.
We're at 1.1 million views, 184,000 likes. My favorite of the video Zane posted of this was so funny. This being the second video I see of Remy doing this at a different point in the night is so funny. My exact drunk lineup of moves.
Fan kick, split, and roll.
Roll back. No, because why do I do the same split to split roll?
No, I mean, if I knew like three, like not saying you know three things, but if I, you know, I would do my normal thing too. Needless to say, we're so fun when we're drunk. I did Venmo and it has gone viral on TikTok.
Yes.
I did. I obviously ran into so many of you guys. And my favorite is, we all know, if you've listened to the pod for a little bit, anytime people would mention like you were my childhood or like I used to watch your Squalicia era, I would always be like, I'm so sorry that I blinded your eyes from saturation. Like truly, like I just picture like, I'm like, oh, you probably did like a DIY that looked horrible in person because like mine also looked horrible in person, but it looked great on camera. So I apologize if it didn't work. And everyone's always like, no, it didn't. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And then I started also throwing in like, oh, like I'm so, or if someone said that they went to the girls' night and tour, I started being like, oh my God, the new running joke was, I'm so sorry, I'll refund you. Like, I'll refund you. And then it turned into like, oh my God, I'll Venmo you, don't worry. And then one moment, this girl comes up, she was so sweet. She was like, I did meet you before on tour. And I see my spiel, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm gonna Venmo you. And then it hits me, Alicia, you need to be a woman of your word. You always say you're gonna Venmo people and you never have. So I was like, give me your Venmo. And she's literally fighting. She's like, no, I refuse. Like, do not. Poor girl, I was like, basically bullying her. I was like, give me your Venmo. I literally was like, no, I promise you, give me your Venmo. Like, you better give me your Venmo. And then you could tell she obviously was not going to be asking me for money, but clearly she's like, oh my God, I mean, I will, but like, are you sure? Like, she was very sweet about it. And I was like, oh my God. And then I go to scan her thing. There's no service. It's not working. So I'm like, damn it. So I screenshot her Venmo thing. I literally was like, I've never done this, but like, I'm going to do it because it's just so funny. And then I was like, okay, I'll send it to you tomorrow. And she's like, no, seriously, you do not have to. I was like, no, I'm going to. Like, I probably was so annoying. Then the next morning I wake up, that was day one. So the next morning I wake up and I'm going through my photos, trying to do my little photo dump. And I see this random girl's Venmo and I'm like, oh my God, it's the girl who went to the tour thing. And I'm like, well, so I type in her thing. I send her $100 and then I died because my friend happened to be with me and took a video of me doing it. And I saw that video and I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. And it was really sweet because I saw that she posted a story being like, oh my God, it actually came through. Like, that's so funny. She did not have to do this. It was so funny. She's like, full circle moment. Because she posted me meeting her and like, she was so much younger than me. Like on tour, I looked like a woman and no. She looked like a child.
You know
and
then what now it was in giving?
Person. Oh my God, stop.
It was giving that photo of Vanessa Hudgens meeting Kaia Gerber literally, when she was a child.
Literally with that. Yes. But Vanessa looked way better than I did, like for real. So it was so funny. So that I posted that on TikTok, like just being like, oh, this is funny. Of course it's like going viral. I think it's almost at like 2 million views.
Well, now you have to pay everyone that went to Girl Sign In. And I'm just letting you know, I went 100,000 times. So
I think you went once, right?
No, I went 100,000 times. So I think you have to pay 100 times.
Oh, shit. Well, I will say the next day after I posted it, someone came up and was like, I saw your TikTok. I did go to Girls Night In. You do not have to pay me. And I was like,
uh-huh. That's going
to
be the new thing.
I was like, the thing is now, especially that I've said it, I'm like, I don't expect a Venmo. But
I told her she needs to just start carrying cash on you and you can just, you know, give it out.
You know, what would be funny is if I had this like very niche, like sticker thing or something that I could give people, like the sprout that Cal had,
like you should make
something
like a,
niche.
You should make like,
I survived Girls Night
In. I was going to say like, you should make a sticker. That's like, yeah, I went to Girls Night In and all I got was a sticker.
From Alicia 10 years later.
Yeah. Girls Night In is like having a resurgence on TikTok. Well,
and there's more clips that are coming out. And I think also me posting that TikTok are making people be like, oh my God, the girls' night in girls. It was such a like a moment. And it was so funny. I was like so awkward. Oh my God. Did you see the video of me trying to do, we were doing the twerking
thing? With the tissue box. I did see that. Yeah.
And I remember being like, oh my God, I can't twerk. So I'm just gonna be like, hee hee hee. Like, it's so embarrassing.
I saw the comments that were just like, I know this haunts all of them.
Oh my God.
To this day.
And then I put literally my life over it as the audio, which literally, was so funny.
My life.
Ava replied, she was like, ha 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 ha. I was like, I knew you'd love it.
No, that was like a fucking, that was a renaissance.
It was so funny.
Two of my favorite comments on my splits video, when the drinks start sounding like, you want to see me do a cartwheel?
Why is that a universal experience?
No, it's true. When the drinks start tasting like I used to be on the dance team. No. Like, that is us every time we get fucked up.
Every time. More so, it's just like...
Well, you jump on people and I do the split.
Oh, that was new. I haven't done that. This is the first year.
No. You do. That's your thing.
Oh, maybe I just did it a lot.
You usually jump, but we don't usually spin. But I feel like I've gotten stronger. Yeah. So I'm able to spin.
Oh, the way I put so much, I've seen some videos of me throwing my head back and no. I'm like, damn, I trusted you.
Specifically the one at Le Sserafim where you jump so far, you get air and you're like suspended. You're like a fucking pole vaulter. Like you go far. I was like, I wanted to actually send a screenshot of you mid jumping because you're like a deer. You're like a deer jumping so far.
I know,
literally. But it's like honestly really impressive because you go from like stationary, like, and you go to like a leapfrog. Like you get so much distance. It's really impressive.
Oh my God. But yeah, I mean, I had so much fun. I'm trying to think if there was any other like crazy stuff that happened.
I was telling my vlog, I was like, nothing crazy happened. Like the biggest thing obviously was like seeing Taylor Swift, but I just feel like it was just a fun time. Like nothing like Carly Rae. Not wanting a photo with Cal.
Or, honestly, even drama. Like, honestly, I think my favorite thing about it was just like we had such genuine fun, and I love how I know that it came across that way because I got so many people being like, "I can just tell you're so happy," and I like this makes me happy. And I was like, "No, like I just feel not that other years were like, I don't know. It just shows like when you're with good people and good friends, like that's all that like I know.
It's just a good time.
It's just a good time. Like good people get energy. There was no like." You know what I mean? I don't know.
Especially when it's become such an influencer work thing. Like, yeah. And you know, what party are you going to? And, you know, blah, 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 what after parties? I saw on TikTok, like day two, like when we were getting ready, there was this narrative and like this wave going around on TikTok where everyone's like, wait. I thought we weren't going to Coachella anymore. Why does it look like it's the most fun time ever?
No, the amount of posts I've seen of people being like, wow, I actually have FOMO. And I feel like I called that. I was like, but also, again, like, I don't want the people who are only there because it's like to be seen. Like, yeah. I actually think we had more fun because the people who were there actually like the festival.
Go to the festival. And that's what I saw. I saw even like Alex Earl was there. And so people were saying like, oh my God, like someone stitched a video of her like on a guy's shoulders at like the dewlap. And it was like, she was having the time of her life. And
but
everyone
she goes
was like,
to so many festivals yeah, and stuff.
They were like, why does it look so fun this year specifically? Like it was giving like 2016 vibes. And the girl that stitched it was like, it's because like these people actually enjoy the festival.
Yeah.
And like, we love the music aspect of it. And like, I've never had, the only time I had a bad year was when I had the anxiety attack. But other than that, like I enjoy every set, I always have so much fun.
And
like,
again,
it's just great.
Less people, like, you could find your friends easily. Mm-hmm. The bathroom lines were so much shorter. Mm-hmm. The alcohol, the drinks lines were so much shorter.
The food
like,
lines,
there
everything
actually
was easier.
Air. Like, it, like you could, you weren't like sandwiched trying to get through people. And I'm like, we need to gatekeep Coachella again. Like, no one go. It was the worst. Pretend you didn't hear any of this episode. It was so bad. Do not go.
Yep, never go.
Kidding. It was
you
so
going
much
to weekend
fun.
Too? No, it was so much fun. I can't wait for next year. I love our little annual recap. I can't wait to hear about your experience.
I'm so excited.
At weekend two. Thank you
I'm
again
so
to Twee.
Excited.
We
thank
love you, Twee.
Everyone go stream
Twee.
I'm not kidding. Like the red hair, it made me miss my red hair. The talent, everything. Yeah, she's awesome. And now I'm just indebted to you forever.
I know. We're gonna have to take her out.
Oh, 1,000%. All the time. No, I honestly would love to like get her dinner or something like that.
Okay.
Or a little thank you.
Well, I love that so much. Thank you guys for listening to our annual Coachella recap. We will catch you next week with the regular episode, and we'll catch you next year with another recap because we're gonna go.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Mwah.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.